Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's broadcast of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your host, Tom B. Stone, here with you with a loaded show today, but first I invite you to call in and join the conversation. And the freak is at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. You can also join me in the chat room where I'll take your questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Folks, just a little disclaimer. I'm not here to be politically correct. I'm here to tell you the truth. And if you have any children in the room that may be in close proximity to you on whatever device you're listening to me on, I suggest you ask them to leave. Or if you're easily offended, this show is not for you. So I would say shut the show off right now. I'll give you a second. Well then, ladies and gentlemen, the saga indeed continues between Israel and the terrorist regime Hamas, and the mainstream media are all frothing at the mouth like a rabid dog, like Cujo. Remember Cujo? When there are reports of Palestinian casualties reported resulting from airstrikes that have hit civilian-occupied dwellings, such as schools or hospitals, apartment buildings, where, by the way, the cowards making up Hamas are hiding out on purpose, using the Palestinian citizens as a human shield. Now, folks, I don't have to tell you that war is a terrible thing. And unfortunately, war results in a great number of human casualties, both civilian and military. Make no mistake that this conflict that's going on currently is absolutely the fault of the Biden administration. Now, let me remind you what has been, you know, told to you in past broadcasts, both mine and others, that back on September 11th, of all days, the Biden administration released $6 billion. $6 billion. Humanitarian aid. Well, geniuses, what you in turn did was you freed up the money Hamas had for this conflict, for this attack, funded by the Iranians, and the money that they had for this war, earmarked for it, you just freed up that money by sending $6 billion more dollars. So congratulations, Einsteins. That's what you did. It is your fault. The conflict currently going on is not a result of, a military base in Israel being attacked or destroyed. It's a result of the Gaza border being between Israel and Palestine being circumvented and an attack waged on a music festival that mostly made up of teenage girls. Killing over 300 people. Now, like I said, this is mostly made up of teenage girls. Some were kidnapped. Some were just shot to death. Some were kidnapped, tortured, repeatedly sexually assaulted, raped, and left for dead. Whilst, by the way, all captured on a video for all to view on fucking YouTube. Now I'm going to parrot this again. I'd like to know community standards that did that pass apparently with flying colors that it was deemed appropriate for all ages on YouTube. Oh, wait. Believe me, the footage I viewed on footage viewed was so graphic that it made me physically ill. And there really is no way to unsee it. It's burned into my mind. I will reiterate a little bit. Not only did they storm a music festival, they went door-to-door kidnapping women, beheading infants, pulling drive-bys on elderly women waiting for a bus, shooting men in the head, brutally raping women repeatedly until they're just left to bleed to death. One video I saw which made me sick to my stomach was a woman being dragged. She was practically lifeless, and you could see that she was bleeding from her backside. It really made me physically ill. Oh, and by the way, here's something that the nut jobs in the mainstream media won't tell you. And this is even beyond the realm of human depravity. There are reports of Israeli citizens who have been looking for their missing loved ones that they haven't heard from in days. And lo and behold, they're getting text messages. And you think that as somebody who's worried about their loved one, imagine that you are in this position and you're worried about your loved one and you get a text message from their phone and you open it up to view a video of them being tortured, sexually assaulted, and having their heads chopped off. These vermin, pieces of garbage, recorded these people's demise them cell phones and multiple victims and sent the video to all the people in their contact list. I want you to let that sink in. How crazy that is, but it did happen. And the mainstream media and liberal idiots that make up the squad, along with these sycophants, that's right, I said sycophants, in Hollywood that call themselves actors. They spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg, but they continue to yap their gums about how horrible Israel is for launching an attack on innocent Palestinian civilians who have been living in poverty in virtually an open-air, overpopulated prison, blah, 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 blah. But that's actually not accurate. The Palestinians have the opportunity to evacuate, which was granted by the Prime Minister of Israel. The Hamas regime set up camps in civilian territories, not military areas, but civilian occupied territories such as hospitals and schools, you know, and that's where they're hiding their, that's where they're hiding their weaponry and basically waiting for it to be blown to bits, along with Palestinian, unsuspected Palestinian civilians, who were told, by the way, not to evacuate. And they actually, but I just want to know, what did you want Israel to do? You want to say, yeah, come on in, it's okay. Yeah, come on in, it's okay. You can come in through the border. You could, you know, wage war and blow shit up. No problem. Prime Minister of Israel gave fair warning that there's going to be retaliation, and he did, and they did, rather. Now, the fact that this air attack was resulted in civilian casualties, that's part of what war is. It's unfortunate, but it's collateral damage. And these terrorists, I don't consider this a war. I consider it an act of terror. So these are terrorists using the Palestinian citizens basically as human shields. Now, Jordan has canceled a summit that they scheduled for today to host with President Houseplant and the Egyptian and Palestinian leaders to discuss the Gaza situation. And Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi, if I'm pronouncing that wrong, I don't give a goddamn, stated that the meeting is canceled in protest of the Gaza hospital strike, which killed 500 people. And the meeting will be held when parties could agree to end the war and the massacres against Palestine, blaming Israel with the military campaign for, quote, pushing the region to the brink of the abyss. Einstein, Hamas started it. They occupied Palestine and the Gaza Strip. They were elected in power. They were funded by the United States virtually by releasing that $6 billion. How is it Israel's fault? It's not. So please, get your fucking head out of your ass. What did you want Israel to do? That's the equivalent of a schoolyard bully punching the same kid in the face day after day for a week straight, and when the kid finally retaliates and punches the bully in the nose, everybody's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. The outrage. What did you want him to do? Keep being punched in the face for the rest of his life? Give me a break. Now, President Biden, who has no nutsack at all and no backbone, was actually okay with the cancellation of the meeting. Now let me remind you that a few months back, President Biden appeared in the Ukraine, when there's a war going on with Russia, and the air raid sirens went off. And he was like, what's going on, man? Come on, man, what's going on? Oh, I think I shit my pants. And he was so brave. Remember, the mainstream media was, President Biden, he's so brave. What a brave man. Bullshit! Mainstream media doesn't want you to remember and thinks you're too stupid to remember. We were all told he was so brave. I got news for you. If Trump was still in office, none of these wars would be happening. And how do I know, you ask? Simple. Because 4 years under Trump, our enemies feared us. China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, you name it, were in check. Because they didn't know. They didn't know if Trump was bluffing. What did he tell Afghanistan in 2018? If one hair is harmed on anybody's head, you will suffer the wrath. And they took him seriously, didn't they? Not one person. Not one person was harmed from 2018 to 2021. And you get this clown in office, and look what happened. I mean, how stupid are you people to stand behind this terroristic act by ISIS-affiliated extremists? The U.S. under Trump would have Russia and China in check. Afghanistan pullout would have never happened. We definitely would have never unfroze $6 billion and sent it to Iran, funding the conflict in the Middle East. That Russia's pipeline would have never been given back, or it would have been just non-existent because we would have probably blown it up. And Putin would have never gotten it from President Trump anyway. But Joe Biden took our pipeline away and gave Russia his pipeline. So now he's funding a war. Putin's funding the war to attack the Ukraine. So let's recap. Two wars in less than 4 years, a disastrous pullout in Afghanistan, an open southern border, foreign energy reliance, not to mention inflation at a 40-year high, but the liberal nut jobs are still trying to convince the American people that Bidenomics is a success. Let me paint you a little picture. I live in upstate New York, and I was at a gas station yesterday, and I was pumping some gas, and I was watching I happened to look over and saw a woman counting change on the hood of her car to pay for gas. $4.70 a gallon, and that's in upstate New York. I shudder to think of the areas with higher gas prices and people just barely scraping by. All the Trump derangement syndrome, leftist sexually deviant perverts, I'm talking to you. All you seem to care about, making sure that Donald J. Trump doesn't get elected by any means possible. That means sham indictments, sham impeachments, January 6th insurrection of the MAGA Republicans infiltrated the Capitol building, spreading lies and fake news for the last 7 years, and now the ultimate. A judge has put a gag order on President Trump, barring him from saying anything negative regarding, excuse me, saying anything negative about possible witnesses for the prosecution in any of the cases, in any of the indictments against him. So that includes the traitor, Mike Pence, who thinks apparently it's perfectly acceptable to run the country as if every citizen is a practicing devout Christian. The prosecutor, the judge, other political opponents, possibly. The list goes on and on. So if Donald Trump gets up there for the third Republican debate, he can't say anything to Mike Pence. Mike Pence can run one up one side of him and down the other, and Donald Trump was like, oh, well, I think Mike Pence is a very intelligent, handsome man. I like him. He's a good guy. Can't say anything negative. Not only that, but he can't say anything negative on the campaign trail or in anything in public because of this gag order. And if that, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't reek of desperation, on the part of the leftist nutjob Democrat Party, who is absolutely petrified of this man. Then I don't know what else it could be. They don't hate him. They are scared to death because Donald Trump wasn't the guy that was supposed to be in their plans to run the country from 2016 to 2020. That was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. Well, that went down the shitter. And Donald Trump exposed them for the pieces of garbage that they are. Not all of them, but most of them. And exposed Washington. And he showed you how the hot dog was made. And that's why they fear him. But I remember not too long ago, I would say, I think it was 2011, that there was a Comedy Central roast of Donald Trump, and all the people that claimed to dislike him, yeah, they were roasting him, but they didn't say anything too terrible. The things they were saying were things they would censor now. And they're all yucking it up and having a good time, clapping and laughing and all kinds of stuff. Because Donald Trump was one of them. Or at least they thought he was. Now fast forward to 2015 when he announced his run for presidency. I just don't think that Donald Trump thought he was going to win at first. I think, honestly, at one time it was looked at as a publicity stunt. I mean, the man's really famous enough. I don't know how much more publicity he could really need, but whatever. Each their own. I just don't think he had any idea he was gonna get that far. And it did. And let me tell you that for 4 years, this country was flourishing. He turned things around in a virtually short amount of time. We had more spending power with our dollar. Gas was at under $2 a gallon. Jobs were coming back to America. Our enemies feared us. A closed southern border. I don't recall a time in my lifetime where the country was in better shape. I don't. Fast forward to now, in the first couple of months of 2021, as the election was stolen. Yeah, that's right. I said it. I don't care. And this clown was in office for a couple of months. All hell broke loose. He closed the pipeline, making gas over $4 a gallon. Inflation at an all-time high, making groceries virtually unaffordable. You had a transportation secretary who was taking paternity leave because him and his butt buddy had to chest feed their child. That's disgusting. How many enemies of the United States' asses do we have to kiss? They don't think we're a viable threat to any of them. That's why they're pulling this shit that they're pulling. They got an inept, cognitively declining moron that's occupying the White House and not calling the shots, but he's a suit. That's just reading off the teleprompter. Hey, you know what? John Fetterman said it best, and you'll get no argument from me. that he said that America is not sending their best to make the laws in Washington. I mean, it's a very scary thing. I'm paraphrasing because he's a blithering idiot. He actually looks like Grimace. Because apparently, you know, he doesn't have to wear a suit as a congressman to speak. So, you know, he actually looks like Grimace or a demented Muppet. But I digress. You'll get no argument from me, John Fetterman, or as I call him, Lurch. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this opportunity to let you know that if you are a right-leaning conservative, much like I am, please show some love and tune in to my colleague, Marcus Keynes, as I see it every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Great content provided on that broadcast and some very in-depth insight on the current state of the country. That's, once again, Marcus Keynes, as I see it every Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'd also like to give a very special thanks to all of you for listening to my broadcast, because without you, there is no we. Ladies and gentlemen, I will continue to provide you, my audience, the most accurate information to keep you informed as long as there is breath in my body and as long as I am on the air. And I ask all of you, wherever you are listening to me, to fight like hell. Make your voices heard at the voting polls come November 2024. Because we need to get the scum, the America-hating scum, out of public office and get the ones in there that have the best interest of the American people at heart and are going to do the job that the American people voted them in to do. There are still some good politicians out there. And we need, I'm going to quote Donald Trump, we need to continue draining the swamp. We continue to fight like hell, continue to make your voices heard, get to those voting polls, use the buddy system, and bring a friend. And until then, thanks for listening. Tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.